It's Wednesday, the 4th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Speaking at the African Green Hydrogen Summit in Windhoek on Wednesday, the Minister of Mines and Energy, Toma Luendo, stressed the need for collaboration among African nations in advancing the continent's energy transition.
We do have the required resources for the green energy, but our philosophy is that this new industry, this industrialization, cannot be in competition. We don't need to be in competition. We can only be collaborators. And therefore, we see all the African countries that have got industrialization strategies powered by green energies. We see them as partners, collaborators. We're talking about the industrialization of the African continent, and it makes sense. Why don't we start thinking about building green hydrogen backbone infrastructure?
The Information Ministry is hosting the 8th National Information and Communication Technology Summit from 9 to 11 September 2024 at the Mercure Hotel in the capital. The summit aims to address local and global challenges facing the ICT sector. That's according to the Executive Director in the Ministry, Audrin Mate.
Recently, the International Monetary Fund ranked Namibia 9th out of 54 African countries in terms of preparedness for adopting artificial intelligence in 2004. This ranking highlights Namibia's significant progress in developing the necessary infrastructure and environment to leverage AI technologies. It also underscores the relevance, alignment, and timeliness of this year's theme, showcasing the country's commitment to adapting to the evolving digital era.
Build One South Africa is demanding a declaration of war on crime, citing the ineffectiveness of the police in addressing escalating criminal activities, according to the party, with 500 murders per week and only 22,000 detectives in South Africa. Current police capacity is not enough. Bosa leader Musi Maimane.
We need a new capacitation of police. The truth is, we're living with 8,000 vacancies and only 22,000 detectives in the country. That is far from enough. We will never win. We need a new consensus on values, because honestly, there's something inherently wrong, and that's why all of us as citizens must work together to fight crime in our communities.
India is planning to have joint trade meetings with Kenya and Tanzania, its biggest trade partners in Africa, to double trade to $200 billion by 2050. Daniel Kijo reports.
India's Commerce and Industry Ministry says it is consulting with relevant ministries and departments in Kenya and Tanzania for a meeting aimed at removing existing barriers and creating more opportunities. The meeting is set for this month. Some of the general problems faced by Indian exporters into the two African countries include procedural obstacles leading to administrative and bureaucratic delays, as well as standard and measures imposed for various sectors impending imports. Indian trade experts say Africa is an important market for India, as it holds a lot of potential and could help India's efforts to diversify its global trade offering. Daniel Kijo, Dar es Salaam.
And finally, South African actress Nomzamo Mbatha and Robert Irwin, the son of late wildlife expert Steve Irwin, have been named the first ever Earthshot Global Ambassadors. The Earthshot Prize was launched in 2020 by Prince William and natural historian David Attenborough to find innovative climate change solutions. The award ceremony, previously held in London, Boston, and Singapore, is taking place in Cape Town this year. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.